Hallie Flanagan was, of course, a good friend of the Roosevelts, and it was part of that friendship and part, of course, her talent and ability that made her, she was selected to head this Federal Theater, part of the WPA, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, I saw her in New York somewhere and told her I was planning this kind of example of the People's Theater. And I told her about this project, and she said, well, that's what we're interested in, too. And anyhow, I sat down to write this thing, and finally got it written. And we started building the amphitheater. We had one old mule and a scoop, you know, a scoop you should dig. That's all we had. And we dig dirt in this old mule. We had about 100 or 200 CC camp boys with shovels. Well, it was hard to get shovels. Well, we worked and worked, and somehow or other we got enough supplies and tools. And Hallie Flanagan said, we'll give you actors. So she gave us 13 actors in the main parts, and they paid their salary, you see, the Federal Theater. Anyhow, we finally got it open, and Hallie was interested in it, and Mrs. Roosevelt got interested and came down and stayed about 2 or 3 weeks while we were rehearsing. And Mr. Roosevelt, he got interested and he came down and made a speech. They had a one-way bridge over to the island, that's all. But there were nearly 6,000 people came to see the play and to hear him talk. And we had to play two performances. The last performance got through about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he came and he was crippled, you know, and they fixed it so he could bring his automobile right up on the rear row of the seats. And he sat there with his,